What if no one believed you after seeing something you couldn't unsee? What's the worst thing that could happen? Playing a game. It's a small town in Ohio, home to an ancient demon. Today we test the believability of the Loveland Frogman.
Welcome to the live edition, the Halloween live edition of Believing the Bizarre.
Do the welcome to.
I just did the welcome.
Welcome. Where we dive into the unknown and the unusual.
And tell you whether or not we find it believable.
So today's topic is probably one of my favorites, actually.
Really?
I like it a lot. Especially doing the research into this again.
Yes.
I was like, man, I like this story. It's a good story.
It's good. It's good stuff. You got to turn that volume down, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden in the Shadows podcast wants to know where you guys are at.
Oh, we're getting there.
It's coming.
Is it, which one is it? Which co-host is from the Hidden in the Shadows?
It's either Isaac or Megan.
Yeah, I know. Which one, though?
How would I know based on...
I guess
Isaac
Megan.
Or Megan. Who are we speaking to?
It's like a Ouija board. Who are we speaking... All right.
I feel like Isaac has the ability where he could literally just whisper in my ear.
Probably.
Wherever he's at.
The topic is the Frogman.
From?
Loveland, Ohio.
The Loveland Frogman.
Which is next to Cincinnati, Ohio, basically in Kentucky.
It's probably more like Kentucky's cryptid, but...
Yeah, well, I mean...
You guys got Well, that's West Virginia.
West Virginia. Kentucky has the Hobgoblins. Goblins, that's right.
Kellysville, Hopkinsville.
So, we're in Loveland, Ohio, in this park that's supposed to be 24/7.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I can see some houses. That's okay, though. And they're more than welcome to join. Like, if anybody out there
absolutely
is listening.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's, like, so many benches in here. And also, this might be a little tedious for the people listening on Tuesday, but we will be responding to comments. And if that makes you wish you would have listened live on Friday, you should have. So. I gave you.
Said it was Isaac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew.
People are shouting names like Ben and Cedric.
Oh, okay.
Cedric. What's up, Cedric? Ben, producer Ben. They probably wish you were right here, producer
Ben.
But that's okay.
I wish you're here all the time.
All day.
So, should we just jump into business?
I think we need to until we hear something separately.
Okay. All right. So, what is the Frogman?
Big old frog.
Clapping for myself. What is the Frogman?
What is the Frogman? The entire episode.
Everything's punctuated.
There's a cadence.
With a clap. So, the Loveland Frogman, or the Loveland Lizard Man, is a 4-foot creature that lurks near the Little Miami River in Loveland, Ohio.
How big is he?
About 4 foot.
It's a good height.
It's a little short.
That makes me feel good. I kind of want to hang around the Loveland Frogman a little bit more. Maybe I feel better about myself.
He's creepy. He has been seen by several people, and he has very distinct characteristics.
Should we have done this episode by the river?
We're pretty close to the river.
Are we pretty close?
Yeah, I'll tell you when we get to where we're at.
If anybody sees the frog creeping up behind us, just don't even say anything.
Oh, they played that game last year.
I know. Well, that was legitimately freaky, though, last year. Even though this place,
there's woods behind us. It's pitch black.
It's like a baseball field.
Well, I mean, passive.
Hit with a foul ball.
Anyway, so the one of the most interesting things about the Frogman are his distinct characteristics. He's got leathery skin, 4 foot tall, built humanoid. Right? Except long arms.
Yeah.
He wears kind of clothes. And he's got like this. You could say it's a weapon. You could say it's a wand. You could say it's a taser. Depending on where you approach it, he's got this thing that he uses.
You got frogs going around tasing people?
Maybe.
Wearing kind of clothes?
it comes in our first encounter with him.
Okay.
Where this thing is displayed.
He, like, tried to get on the workforce, and they didn't let him, but they let him keep the taser.
Yes. So his first appearance dates back to the 50s.
Okay.
And he comes as recently as actually 2016, he comes as recently as 2018. I found a new story about the Frogman.
That you never heard before.
That I had not heard before.
Which means I've never heard it, so I'm excited for that.
That's cool. Well, we have. I've done research on this guy before for another thing. And so I knew a fair amount coming in. That's why I was so excited doing it, because I was like,
you're like
it's
friends,
close.
Right?
What?
You're like friends.
Me and the Frogman? Casual. I'd like to get to know each other. I guess this, is my
this is a good opportunity for him to walk by.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. God, that'd be creepy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of already have my rating, but you continue the podcast.
I have mine, too. All right. I think I'm going to be able to sway you.
Okay.
So, we are in Loveland, Ohio, like we said before. This is only probably 4 or 5 blocks away from the Little Miami River. Like, you can see on the map. It's not that far.
Very from far from Miami. Very far.
Well, not Miami, Ohio is not that far.
Yeah, but like the real Miami. Oh. No offense to Ben Roethlisberger town. There's my NFL. It's so much warmer this year than last year. So maybe, you know what? I can leave it. I don't need Miami.
So this is near the location where he was first seen because he is from the area of the Miami River.
He resides.
He resides.
Yeah.
Yes. But why though? But why? There's always been a connection between water and the paranormal.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, this is it. He's like, there's going to be something that we talk about. And you're like, oh, that again. And I'm like, I'm not gonna bite. No, I'm biting.
Yeah. It's,
the water and the paranormal. Yes.
And well, it's really specific here because the Little Miami converges with the Ohio River, which, for those of you unfamiliar.
Ohio University?
No.
Okay.
The Ohio River is what separates Kentucky from Ohio. And the Little Miami feeds into the Ohio River.
So the river, the Ohio River, and all the paranormal stuff is just keeping all that shit south.
Well, I think
keep it's Ohio kind of, pure.
It's kind of more like well, I think it's what makes Ohio weird. Actually,
oh okay.
I think
so. We're keeping all that shit up here.
Yeah, because okay. I mean, more than
Mothman myself, got out somehow.
Well, it's on the river.
That's true. He was trying.
It's on the river.
That was what happened. He's like, I'm going to Ohio.
Yeah, the Ohio River, I think, is what keeps Ohio strange. That and the Erie Lake. I knew the name.
The Erie
Lake is like a border.
You
kind of
sound like a foreigner who like researched Ohio. It was like they call it the Erie Lake.
Like I didn't grow up next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's an interesting theory that you're presenting, though, because I know like half of you is joking, but you're also kind of making this proclamation right now.
Yeah. I think the two big bodies of water that surround Ohio makes it weird.
Okay.
And along the Ohio River, the Love and Frogman is one of those just strange cryptids. Now, Loveland, Ohio was settled by James Loveland. And they actually call themselves now the Sweetheart of Ohio, which I wanted to throw in.
Oh, Loveland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess this is a weird tangent, but do you know Sweetest Day?
Yeah, October, the third Saturday of October.
It's past already.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
That's only a regional thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is weird.
Well, Valentine's Day is already bullshit enough, so then Ohio's like, well, what if we had like another one like
later?
Yeah, like 6
next
months.
Next to Halloween.
Yeah, just they're equally perfectly candy. Apart. Two opportunities to fail a year.
I wonder if they celebrate love. Do they celebrate Sweetest Day here at all? Like, is it like a big thing here?
Yeah, it is. Is it like a town square? Like, is there like a parade? Is there like a big frog during like the big balloon frog during the
with like a pink heart
and a wand or a taser?
Unclear. All right.
You don't know.
Unbelievable.
People travel from far away to get stamps from Loveland, Ohio for Valentine's Day.
Really? Because it's called love.
Those are the people in like the first 6 months of the relationship. After that, it's Target chocolate.
And there's a Loveland, Colorado too.
Compete, but they don't have water, right?
No, it's mountains.
They just have beautiful views.
And so James Loveland, he really was the reason Loveland was founded because he set up the first post office next to the train tracks, post office and grocery store.
Wow. So necessities.
That's how Loveland was really found in 1853. That's how it was founded.
Okay.
Which is so
50 years after Ohio.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yes. And then before James set up his track while America was still a colony.
The good old days.
There was a people that lived here. So way
frogs.
Back. Those aren't people.
You said humanoid.
It's a not deer.
The not deer.
the not frogs.
Listen, if we see a deer, we're going to stop the episode and we're going to catch that sumbitch.
Yeah. The Tawaiti people, they lived here in this area and they were part of the greater Miami Native American culture as well. In the year 1696, They befriended some French missionaries that were coming through, hiking through the forest. They didn't explain how they got here.
Yeah.
But they got here.
Those were frogs. I'm still waiting on the frog.
Because they're French?
No.
Oh, I thought it was a racist thing.
No, no. It's kind of the episode topic at hand.
That's true. We're getting there.
All right.
But the French missionaries befriended these people, the Tweety. They were told about this river demon that lived in the Little Miami River.
Mm.
And it just shows that there have been sightings of this thing for centuries, not just the past 60, 70 years.
So who were the settlers?
They were French missionaries.
Okay. Do you think there's any chance there was like a loss in translation between the native folk who probably didn't speak French and the French folk who probably exclusively spoke French?
I would say there's probably a good chance.
They're like, we have some really good cheese and baguettes. Do you want some? And the Native Americans were like, sure. And then they were like, wow, they were talking about demons and water and little frogs.
Maybe. I mean, but if they're friends, maybe they found some kind of way to communicate. Maybe the only thing they could translate it to was a demon.
A nice game of charades around a fire.
Well, I mean,
now, we're joking, but at the same time, it seems like it would be really hard to converse.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I think they saw this entity. Maybe the Native Americans didn't see it as a demon, but maybe they saw it as
a frog.
Perhaps. Maybe some kind of spirit.
Okay.
But the question I want to propose to you.
Ah.
Do you think there's any chance that the frogman is not a spirit, not a cryptid, but is an alien?
I haven't had reason to think that yet.
Okay, but maybe it is. Maybe it is a cryptid that has lived here for hundreds of years. Maybe it's some kind of spirit that doesn't die. But my idea behind that it's an alien comes from the description.
Green.
Well, yeah, green. But also, it has technology.
Yeah.
The taser thing. And also, it's from water.
Mm.
And we've talked about it before, like the Michigan Triangle, right?
Yeah.
Water is strange. And the Ohio River is strange. And the Little Miami River is strange.
Is there a relationship between water and aliens, though?
We've talked about it in the Great Lake episode.
That's true. I guess I didn't expand that beyond that region. Like, I was thinking of it more as this paranormal, pocket, rather than, the water itself being the paranormal.
I mean,
and then, because, I think the idea with that was there was, the fireballs. Yeah. So there was a chance that they crash-landed in the lake.
In the disclosure documents that came out recently, I mean, there are so many depictions of Navy vessels seeing alien ships. So, I mean, aliens are seen over water a lot.
Let me put it this way. It's a little green humanoid figure, so I'm not opposed to it being an alien.
Yeah.
I just, it feels like it could, I don't feel definitive about it.
Okay. Well, okay, think about it this way. It comes in waves, right? Okay. It comes in the 50s, it comes in the 70s, and it comes in the late 10s.
Okay.
My point being that perhaps the sighting is a gray. It is what it actually is. Maybe it's more of a cousin to the Dover demon. That is perhaps a gray as well.
Was that was Dover, obviously. So
that, yeah.
That didn't seem frog-like, but
no, it didn't, but it also had those strange,
it had the spindly arms.
Yeah, spindly arms.
And it was just creeping around.
Now, maybe they're related. Maybe they're from different galaxies. Who knows? Maybe they're different entities altogether.
They meet up once a year for a family reunion.
But there was a proposition that was an alien as well.
Yeah. Well, aliens, I feel like it's kind of like you don't know what it is, so it could be an alien. Like, it's kind of, even, outside the idea of, an alien, it's kind of like, is it of our world or not, right?
Yeah.
Like, was this cryptid created and born here, or was it brought here from a different place? This frog, man.
So, it would have a small place to lay low. We're assuming it's a semi-aquatic, at least, because of how it is. And the river is a good place for it to lie and wait.
Has anybody touched it? I don't mean to go ahead with your stories.
Has anyone touched it?
Yeah, because you said it had, leathery skin. And I'm thinking, I feel like that's assumed.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. You're kind of right. All right, so like I said, the technology.
Yes, the wand/taser.
Wand or some kind of thing. Wand light. They don't say if it's metal or wood. I think it's metal. And it seems.
Are we in Urban Legend territory?
What?
I feel like the theys, the folks say, people say.
Oh, say. Yeah. Well, no. It comes from the stories.
Okay.
And the wand has been seen with sparking blue electricity and or shooting fireballs.
Wow.
Yeah. So, my question to you, why does a fae or a spirit or even a cryptid have a reason or the intelligence to or need
the intelligence? Now we're questioning their intellect
or need
dumb fae.
For a weapon like that.
Well, that's also a human interpretation on weapon.
That's true.
If they're not of this world, now, I mean, even if they are of this world, it might not be used in the way that we think of a weapon. Like, it could be a signal. Like, the fireball, the way we look at it, where it could be, like, destruction, it could be, like, help, they found me, or my leathery skin's dry, I need to moisturize.
Too far from the little Miami River.
Yeah, it's too far, my legs are tired. Somebody's going around talking about frog legs. I mean, there's no way for me to know.
Right.
It's all speculation. I guess I would need to see it in context.
I understand.
Because right now it's like some say fireballs.
Some say electricity.
Yeah. I would need at least one story or framework
we'll get there.
To see before I can comment on
it. I'm not going to say it's fact or anything like that, or it's even my opinion. I'm just saying it's food for thought.
No, I got you.
So, that being all set up for us, let's move on to the personal encounters.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to add something?
Just wanted to note, was any of this supposed to be a surprise?
For who?
For me? Happy birthday.
I wondered if they missed the surprise.
The surprise is that we're doing a live episode.
Yeah.
And surprise. We let you know about 12 hours ago. It was 24 hours ago. No, it's Loveland.
Yeah, Loveland,
we're there.
Ohio.
The frog could literally hop up behind us. I have a question for you.
Me?
What if this guy, this entire time, has been a toad and is just massively pissed off because he's known as a frogman, but he's actually a toad?
I think he's got bigger fish to fry than me, the toad man.
The toad man.
Toad man. That sounds like a song from like AC/DC.
Have you ever read Frog and Toad? Or is it Toad and Frog?
Steph literally brought that up on the way down here.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, I guess.
I think we should go to the river, take the book, and leave the book.
That's like an offering?
Yes. Read this. I want the taser. I want the wand. I want to know what it does.
Do you want anything else? Add anything else?
Is there nothing else? Okay.
No?
All right. We hope that if there was a surprise, you enjoyed it.
I'm sorry if my rantings have thrown anybody off.
This is why we edit.
Yeah.
This is a yearly reminder.
This is why we edit.
Why we edit.
Why don't you guys do more live shows? Because I go off on tangents.
I know. This might be the surprise. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm talking. You're on Instagram, right? This might be the surprise. If a cop comes. if a police officer comes during the live recording of this, that'll be the surprise.
Yeah.
But until then.
This is not a great surprise for all of us. Oh, when we checked into our hotel, I asked our the guy at the counter. I was like, have you ever seen the Loveland Frogman? And he looked at me like I asked him if he actually killed his firstborn child. Like, he was like, I don't go through Loveland.
There's this really big kid soccer thing at our hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked everybody, what are you doing? And they all said soccer. And when he got to me, I think he was just expecting me to say soccer. And I was like, if you really want to know, I'm a co-host of a promo podcast. We're doing an episode on Loveland Frogman. He's like, so your room's going to be, 314.
Yeah, and then I said my thing. And
you think he would have been prepared for you.
I know, right? He's like, oh, it's the other one.
Actually, it sounds like somebody that has something to hide.
He's going to show. He probably is the frog man.
He's
like, it's actually a toad.
He's pretty
tall. Toad, you won't find me by the water. I hate water.
He was like 6'2". Yeah.
Ah, I don't think he was
6'2". Everyone's tall than me.
He was taller than us, so he might as well be like 6'5".
Yeah.
But personal encounters.
Yes, let's move on to our personal. It's getting rainy.
Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping. With Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool, you can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with our promo code POD, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in POD, P-O-D. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Hi, officer. Everything okay?
Have you been drinking tonight, sir? What is that?
What? This? No.
That looks like a beer to me.
I can totally see why you'd think that based on its sleek, tallboy aesthetic, but it's actually a can of Liquid Death.
Liquid Death?
Yeah, the new water company.
You think I'm stupid? Here, let me try that. H2O shit.
Right?
By God, this is fucking fantastic. I mean, this is good.
You can taste the mountain water quality, can't you?
And the can, it's
so cold. Yeah, exactly.
And my thirst is gone.
Not just gone.
Murdered.
Just like your favorite 80s slasher, Liquid Death stalks dehydration. There is nowhere for thirst to hide as it wanders around lost in minimal clothing, letting the suspense build until the crescendo of sound and thirst is slaughtered. Hey, what are you doing?
Writing you a ticket for hurting our great Mother Earth. You should be using a reusable bottle.
No. See, this can is infinitely recyclable.
That sounds too good to be true. What am I supposed to think? They donate 5% of their proceeds to fight plastic pollution?
Actually, no. They donate 10% to eliminate plastic waste.
Say, where can I pick up these beer-like, dope-as-shit cans of water?
Just head to your local Whole Foods or 7-Eleven. You can even order online.
That's right. And you can head online to liquiddeath.com/bazaar, where you'll get free shipping if you buy 2 or more cases of water.
Yeah. Wait, how did you know that?
I'm actually an undercover agent working for Liquid Death, the DDU.
DDU?
The Destroyed Dehydration Unit.
Nice.
Calling all DDUs. We have a thirsty suspect between Believing Boulevard and Bazaar Road.
Roger that. Have a good night. And again, be sure to go to liquiddeath.com/bazaar and join Liquid Death Country Club by selling your soul, and you'll get a free shirt with your purchase of water.
Again, that's liquiddeath.com/bazaar. Slaughter your thirst today.
Yeah, that's legitimate rain. Like, normally Charlie puts like rain sound effects in.
Yeah.
But this is just legitimate rain. We call it a favor in. We're like, we need to set the mood.
The scene.
We actually hired people up there to just shoot water guns.
So, personal encounters. There 50s? Are three. Yes, we're gonna start with these are chronological, and it will get confusing in a little while. It's how I do, but it'll get confusing. But we're gonna start in the '50s.
Wait a minute. This doesn't go in order.
No, chronological order.
It does.
It does. I know. I remember things.
Tyler, do you like that I put the page numbers up there for you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
No, don't worry about it.
All right. Because I write stuff on my phone. I'm like, can you print this out? I don't have a printer.
Does anybody out there else own a printer? And if you do you hate it? That's the question of the hour. Continue. Yes.
There are three prominent versions of the modern origin of the Frogman. But they involve several 1950s businessmen who are out way too late. And it kind of reminds me of like Mad Men.
Way too late.
And they might be
up to no good.
They might be Bible sellers. They might be door-to-door salesmen. They might be something along those lines.
They're definitely Cutco.
Yes.
They're Cutco.
I thought you were saying something else.
Nope.
All right, so I took these three versions from a blog called Charleston Terror's blog.
Is it yours? Charleston?
I think it's probably something in North Carolina. If I had
Mother Chuck a blog.
So all of them start on a balmy May 5th evening.
Wait, three are the same day?
There's three versions of it.
Oh, so, one story,
yes.
Three versions.
Yes.
One of which is true, probably not.
We'll see. Right. Steph, is there a comment there?
Yes, Hidden in the Shadow podcast said yes, and of course I'm assuming to the printer question.
Yes.
And Lacey Tay Day says yes, printer, and only hate it when it runs out of ink.
Fair. Which is like every other week, right? Like you'll use it once a month and it's always out of ink.
That stuff's more expensive than gold. Alright, so on a balmy May 5th evening, these businessmen were traveling along a dark, unnamed road. So here's where the story starts.
That's bad businessmen if they don't even know where they're going.
I think they had a couple drinks. The story diverges from here.
Ah.
The first one. The first version. The motorists are heading out of the Branch Hill neighborhood when he hears...
Ribbit.
When he sucks. So this is my edit. When he shines his car lights, headlights on a huge figure. Three huge figures. The trio erected on their hind legs, and they were just standing in the middle of the road. The man honks his horn, and the figure perks up. They twist their necks around, and all three of them look at the driver with their leathery, frog-like faces. So that's the end of the first version.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you had the word huge in there.
Yeah. Bigger than you'd expect for a frog. I'm not saying that they were, you know, like 7 feet tall. They were large. They weren't just
big
like
old
little,
frogs.
Yeah, big old frogs.
Big old, big old riveters.
I've never seen a frog seen by the hind legs.
I have trouble visualizing this. Like, if I picture, like... If you take a picture of a frog and you zoom in and then it's like your whole screen, if that's what they saw on the road,
just the frog emoji.
Dude, if they were drunk, I feel like they would. I feel like if they were drunk, they would have just found three speed bumps. Speed bumps.
They found three frogs.
No, they found three speed bumps. Boom, 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 boom.
Go ahead, Parker.
Facebook is starting to light up a little bit. Aaron says that he believes it's the amphibian person making it rain.
Oh yeah.
The amphibian person. That's so much more inclusive than Frogman. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, when we leave out Frog and Toad, or Toad and Frog, we'll put a little slip in there that's like, would you want to be the amphibious person?
Ferris says, hey guys, I found your podcast on Monday. I've been binging.
No, Monday. You got lucky.
Every episode for 8 hours a day at work. I'm thoroughly enjoying your work. Keep it up.
That is too
amazing.
Much of my voice.
That is a commitment. I can't imagine listening to us that much, but I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
The OG follower, Michaela, says, I do hate my printer. They can smell fear. Never print at the last minute.
I printed this last night at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
It somehow worked. You know what? Here's the trick that I found.
Don't tell
Not it. To diverge. No, I'll tell you. You guys deserve to know this. You're here. You have to be on the same... Do you have a Wi-Fi where it's like 5G and not 5G?
Mm-hmm.
If you want... Like, your printer's on 5G and your phone's not on 5G,
yeah. It
won't
Did you
work.
Print that from your phone?
Yes.
That's cool.
I had to send it to my phone in a PDF'd it on my computer, airdropped it, emailed it to my phone, and then printed it from my phone. Printers suck. All
right,
I think we all can
one?
Agree.
Go ahead.
Yes. Positively Glow wanted to point out, printers, can they be trusted?
They cannot.
Clicks by Layla says never. Also, Pass the Mission would like to verify if you said claw-like faces for a frog man. She's having a little... I'm not sure. She or they said that they had a hard time hearing it.
I've got a little bit of a frog in my throat, actually, right now.
Yeah, we're gonna project.
I'm doing my best.
We're gonna do our best to project. What was the actual
frog-like faces?
Frog,
which makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
Amphibious, one might say.
So that was the first version. Now let's move on to the next version.
I hope it's more believable.
So they're still driving May 5th. The motorists spot the creature under the Loveland Bridge.
Mm.
One of the many going over the Little Miami River.
So this is one creature.
Yes.
Okay.
He honks his horn, and he sees this creature, and the creature shoots out from under the bridge and lands on the hood and croaks.
Robert.
The driver then passes out.
What? He got mugged by that frog.
Well, okay.
That frog got that
Hold
paper.
On. Let's bring it back, though. But what if that's part of the alien thing?
Listen. Oh, now, okay. See, now I can actually speak to you. You asked me a question without context.
I wanted to set you up for it.
You didn't. You did a reverse.
I know.
Listen, there's some frog out there that stole this guy's ID, killed this man, assumed his place, And this was the 50s. He's probably dead now. Yeah. So we're all good. But for about probably 40 years. Yeah. I don't know how long frogs
live. The
there has to be one scientist-y biology person that can tell me how long frogs live. I also want to know how long toads live, because I'm not sold that it's not a toad.
No. So let's move on to the third version.
Okay, this is the real one here. So wait, that just, like, it just, he passed out.
Yep.
There was no repercussion. He didn't wake up and have, like, his organs weren't missing.
If they did, they didn't
He
tell didn't, us.
He lost the ability to speak. He only said ribbit.
No.
It's really hard being green.
So, the third version. It's the same bridge, same motorist, and he pulls over.
Ah.
He gets out of his car and spots the creatures. All three of them are conversing animatedly. The driver calls out to them. One of the loving frogmans gets up, points his finger at his friends, and gives a universal gesture of cut it out. So he goes like that.
He flips them off.
And then he turns to the intruder and says, "Can't you see we're having a conversation? How rude." And he holds out his wand-like thing, over his head, like Harry Potter in the second one, and he flicks it. And this thing creates a blazing ball of fire, and it shoots out of it. And with that, the motorist runs away from the scene. I like to believe that one's true. I like to believe that one's the true one. Yeah.
Oh, I love...
English?
Yes, thank you. That was my thought, too.
Oh, okay.
In businessman, in white businessman from the 50s. Yeah. Cut it off.
So, okay. So, the guy, he's driving his car. He sees these three
frogs. Is it one businessman or is it businessmen?
Businessmen. It says one at businessmen.
So, wait. Did they all pass out then?
Yes. They all fell asleep.
These stories are very believable if you just don't think about them. You just let them be. Let them exist.
So, the last one.
You want to, there's four?
No.
Oh, you mean that one?
I want to recap.
Oh, you want to? Are you sure?
Yes.
It's the most believable right now than it will ever be. Are you sure you want to talk? Okay.
So he's driving.
Okay.
Sees these frogs.
Well, they're driving.
Talking. Yeah, they're driving. They see these frogs.
Okay.
They're talking. The frogs are talking.
Are they on their hind legs?
Yes.
Okay.
They get out. They look at them.
Wait, can I see your notes? One, I want to read the description of what they look like again. Are they actually frogs?
Yeah.
Are they green,
no.
Humanoid people? I don't think a frog can wear clothes. Or kind of clothes.
Anyway, they gesture the frogs, and the frog gives this conversation, ends the conversation to his friends. And then the frog says to the guy, "Knock it off, we're talking here."
Knock it off. We're having a conversation.
And then
here,
he pulls
out
his wand and shoots a fireball at the people.
What if he's a time traveler and that's like the next Wheez Nunchuck? And it's just what is it called when it's fake? Hologram.
Oh, the next Wii is here. It's called the Switch.
I'm not a Nintendo person. I very exclusively think Nintendo is the worst of the three main ones. That might get us off printers onto other things. Yeah,
sure.
Because I have a question for you after this.
Fast the Mission says they're the Hopkinsville goblins.
Oh,
little green people that do backflips, the backflipping goblins.
Oh, that leans into the alien thing too. It's the same thing.
Although those were not said to look like frogs.
No,
but I like where you're, I like
they
the
look
dots
more
you're
like
connecting.
And Positively Glow says cryptid.
Yes,
maybe.
And
I think.
Lacey Tebe says TMNT universe confirmed. Kermit got into the.
Yes.
I like that.
Do you have one?
Nothing on Facebook. Come on. I know. I'm looking at Instagram too much. You're literally underneath it. I'm sorry. I have a question for you. I had a question for you.
Okay.
What did we just talk about?
The last version, the wand.
Okay. Okay. Here's my question to you. And there's no way for you to know it. I just want to know what you think.
Okay.
What were the amphibious people talking about?
I think it depends on what they are. If they are aliens, then they're talking about who they need, what they need to do, their mission, that kind of thing.
They're like, there are these crazy guys in Kentucky.
Yeah. Or if they're, I don't know, if they're spirits, then maybe they're talking about what's going on in the developing area.
Mm-hmm.
That could be it.
Or they're just frogs. They're like, man, there's a lot of flies over there by the dumpster behind.
I think you're being too dismissive of the frog, man. I do. I think you gotta give him more credit.
I'm here, so if the frogman feels disrespected, now's the time.
Are you challenging the frogman right now?
All right. I want if I see a fireball go up, I will 100% believable.
That'd be crazy.
100%. The worst I'm going to see is a fireball from a shotgun from somebody on their porch over here.
So, let's move on chronologically.
Yes.
It was 1950s. This is 1972.
Okay.
This story comes
from...
Frog
and Bell Bottoms.
The story comes from James Renner. From It Came From Ohio.
We've interviewed him in A Different World.
Yeah. I think he's a great guy.
He's amazing.
Yeah. So, really, he told us this really cool, scary story that I like to use sometimes later.
That's called a tease. I need to step straight. I'm, like, over here, like, frogs.
So, It Came From Ohio.
Are you taking a picture? Dude, there could be, like, the most interesting question on Facebook right now.
We'll get to it.
Tyler Wright says, my money's on Tyler beating Frogman's ass.
I mean, he's got too much money.
Although, I will say, based on the description...
What if they all jump
him? That's kind of what they do. But based on the description, it seems like the frog would have a good range. And my arms are not, like... This is, like... It may look long on your screen, because it's vertical, unless you're watching a sideways, which stop doing that. But my arm's not that long. So I feel like my range of...
I think you got attacked. All right, ready. Ray Shockey was the first policeman to see the Frogman or Lizardman.
Oh, dude. So wait a minute. Hold up. I hate to interrupt you.
Just let me finish my sentence.
Nope. Ugh. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
He doesn't talk about it much anymore, but he says it was not just a big iguana. That's a tease, too.
It's not just a big iguana. Okay, I chased this thing all the way to the Pennsylvania border. Listen. When we were worried that a cop might come and be like, guys, I know that the parks is 24 hours, according to GMB, but it's dark out, so knock it off. And Parker, or Steph, somebody was like, you should ask him if he's ever seen the Frogman. You're like, oh, no. You literally have a first-hand account from a cop. It could be like his son. His son's son.
I have two cops.
And you don't want to interview a cop if they come.
If they come and they're conversational, then sure.
We don't got another chair. He'll have to stand. Maybe if it's a 4 foot cop, it might be a frog.
Aaron's not giving you good odds on this fight. 10-1 Frogman.
Wait, who is?
Aaron.
Aaron.
A-I-R.
That's funny.
I don't blame you.
I would love to watch.
Listen, I'm a massive bettor, and I shouldn't be because I lose way too much. I'll tell you all of my bets so you can bet the opposite and win money.
So, Ray Shockey's encounter started on St. Patrick's Day in 1972. He was having a late patrol, and he saw something lying in the road. And he was coming up on Tahiti Road, which is the Native American tribe, right?
The road?
It's named after the tribe.
Okay.
Tahiti. And that's when he saw something laying in the road. He thought it was a dog at first that was either sick or dead.
Big old green dog.
Ooh.
Light out.
Oh.
That's a little spooky, right?
Oh, my God. I assume it died. What
it could be is it could be my power bank died.
That's what I assume it was.
Look at this failed technology. You're not going to get a fireball out of this.
I assume.
This is part printer.
This is just part of the... You want to turn that one up at least? So, Shockey saw this thing on the road. He thought it might have been a dead dog. However, when he approached it on foot, it popped up, right? It popped up and it ran across the road. And he got a good look at it. And he saw... that it was this about 4 foot tall creature with a frog like face, leathery skin, and matted hair.
Oh!
Yeah.
I got some hair. Listen, was there like a dead fly, a huge fly? They're like, he got me, man.
No.
He got me. All right, also.
But after the frog left, he left the scene, came back with another officer. Two officers now that saw that there were gashes in the guardrail after this thing ran off.
So, okay. Whether or not that was a Loveland Frogman is one thing, but based on that, it seems safe to say that something was there. Yeah.
Something.
Now, I have to ask you this. When you read that for the first time, could have been a long time ago. When you said it jumped up, did you picture like anime? Like, or no?
I mean, there's always a little bit of anime in my head, to be honest.
We got a car coming. Everybody, don't move, everybody.
We're good.
All right.
Just rubbernecking, looking at us. What are you guys doing? All right, the next story is from James Leggett, and this is...
Is this another cop?
No.
Those were the two cops.
No.
Is he a PI?
Let me talk. James Leggett is a reporter who got an interview from the other cop, Matthews.
Oh.
So Matthews goes on record to say that he thinks this is a hoax. He went back to about 2 weeks later. So chronologically, he was on patrol about 2 weeks later. And he sees something not stand up, but crawl across the road very quickly. Right?
So wait, who saw this?
Matthews.
Who is the second cop?
Yes, who he brings.
So the reporter interviewed the second cop.
Yes.
Okay, so this cop literally has two experiences with this creature.
Are you calling the reporter a creature?
No, I thought, is the cop that saw this thing crawling different than the cops that saw it jump up?
There's two cops. There's Shockey and there's Matthews.
So Matthews didn't see it. He saw the gash.
Yes.
He's the one that came to get help.
Yes.
So he had his own experience separate from Shockey.
Yes, this is his experience.
Okay, so he... Okay.
Cool. So he saw this thing...
You guys had questions too. Don't act like I'm f***ing stupid.
So he saw this thing crawl across the road, right?
Yeah.
And he thought to himself, you know, I didn't believe it when Shockey saw it.
Yeah.
And I still don't believe it. And what he does is he actually takes his gun and he shoots it. He shoots the thing he saw crawl across the road.
Yep.
He picked it up.
That seems...
And he saw
like really odd behavior for a cop to just
stop it. He saw it was about 3.5 long feet long.
3.5 feet long.
Three and a half feet long iguana.
Oh.
It didn't have a tail though. So he assumed this was someone's pet that got out or someone let go, and it had been staying alive through the heating vents in the area.
And he just wanted to kill it.
Well, he thought this was the answer to Shockey's Frogman. He thought this is what Shockey saw.
Still doesn't explain killing it, but...
He said it was half dead anyway. That's what he says to justify
it. Yeah, I was just putting it out of its misery.
Yeah. But he says... he still thinks the Frogman is a hoax. And James Leggett wrote this... I'll wait.
Yeah, how rude. Cut it out, man. We're trying to have a conversation.
So James Leggett wrote this article from Matthews as a response to the next article.
So the reporter
wrote
this next article in response to the cop that shot the iguana thinking it was a hoax.
Either way. So this article comes out in 2016.
What media outlet?
Oh, good question. WCPO, Channel 9. So both these outlets, both of these stories came from WCPO, Channel 9. And 2016, this story comes out. Matthew says, no. This is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
This is what really happened. It's a hoax.
Yes.
Okay. So this is the story that made Matthew speak out.
Okay.
A couple was playing Pokemon Go and stumbled across the creature, the Loveland Frogman. Wednesday night, whenever this came out, Sam Jacobs and his girlfriend, unnamed.
They never named them, ever.
They were playing
Sam Pokemon. Jacobs is some chick.
They were playing Pokemon Go between Loveland, Marion Road, and Lake Isabel. And that night turned into a chilling tale of horror when they encountered the Frogman. Jacob says, we saw a huge frog near the water. Not in this game. It was an actual giant frog. Which there are giant frogs in the game. I don't know if you know Pokemon. I'm just going to say there are.
I like seeing
there are pictures, too.
Oh, do you have them?
No, I mean... Jacob stopped playing to document what he was seeing. He took some pictures, and he took a shooting of a video, right? So he started playing. He started recording video. And then he said, the thing stood up and walked on its hind legs. I realize this sounds crazy, but I swear my grandma's grave, this is the truth. Here up the frogman stood about 4 feet tall. When they refused Jacob's... When they returned to Jacob's girlfriend's home, her parents told them about the frogman legend. So he hadn't heard about the frogman before this.
Okay.
So was it the frogman or just a big frog? Jacobs wasn't sure, but he said, either way, I've never seen anything like it.
Either way, this game's awesome. One time I was amateur ghost hunting, and there nothing was happening in the cemetery, but a lot of kids were walking around and driving around playing Pokemon Go. So because I wasn't getting anything, any feelings that night in the cemetery, me and my friend... Ethan.
Not me.
Shout out Ethan. You left. You started driving around. Mm-hmm. We were throwing pine cones at the cars.
Do you guys have any comments?
I cannot believe that you're in that story.
No, not your comments.
Oh, the Loveland Frogman?
The rain is picking up. The frogman is not pleased.
You're just in shock as a reporter.
I have one from Kelpie7.
Kelpie, Brittany, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
The frog people, the first few stories were probably just trying to record a podcast. Lacey Tebe says, I gotta wonder how many other personal encounters begin with, yeah, we were playing Pokemon Go, and...
I think there's a couple.
It was a really good reason for people to get out and about and exploring areas that they otherwise would not have explored. So I make fun of it. Well, I don't make fun of it. I joke about it. But it really was a cool way for people to get out and about.
All right. So I've got this new story. I've never heard this before. It's off Reddit.
Can I interrupt you 1 second? I'm going to do it the whole time.
How many times?
No, this is a prefacing, a preparing. Okay. I'm preparing you mentally for something.
Okay.
Like, we're in a boxing match. Like, now we're kind of reversing the analogy where you're fighting Frogman.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I'm just putting that. Like, I'm like the guy that's got, like, the towel. I'm like, all right, you're going to... You have to mentally prepare that this light might also turn off sometime during this recording.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Well, if it does, we'll get there, I guess.
According to this, it's lit up really well. So I think this light is going
to
be good.
The longer you interrupt me, the longer it has a chance to do that.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I think it'll be really entertaining for this to go off during the recording.
I scream like a little girl?
Yeah.
All right.
And then the light comes back on, there's just a frog sitting next to me.
Oh, my God.
Ribbit, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, right. 525 says, can you guys say where you guys are again?
Loveland, Ohio.
We're in Loveland, Ohio. You're not here at the beginning?
Shout out
Ashtabula.
Oh. There's nothing to do. If you are in Ashtabula, Ohio right now.
This is the best thing to do.
You can go cow tipping and you can go to Walmart. That's where I'm from. You can do both in the same night.
Yeah, my wife's from there too.
You're from Jefferson. Well, so there's more cows to tip. Yeah. So I'm just kidding. There's also a Steak and Shake.
Go ahead, Berker.
Michaela says, imagine Pokemon Go, but with cryptids.
That'd be cool.
There should be a game developer on that right now. Okay, let me ask you. It was Michaela? Yeah. Michaela. Scary or not? Like Pokemon Go,
scary.
Where it's fun and you're just trying to find them. Like, they could be almost like cute anime. Like, oh, the Frogman. Oh, a cute Mothman. Or, like it changes your phone to make it look really spooky.
They
and you
are.
Have to, like, look through it to find them.
Like, augmented
and they're
reality.
Like, you know, it's like...
They pop up at you.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I want to know the answer.
Let me read this last story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The last one.
All right.
So, finish the shit.
All right. So, a few years back, about 2018 for them, so this came out pretty recently, they stayed at a summer-long... Summer camp.
Mm.
Oakley Day Camp.
Who say?
A poster on Reddit.
Oh, this is Reddit. Okay, yep. Reddit. Probably most believable we'll get to.
They said, I was at the Loveland Castle, which we actually talked to them about recording there, and they said, no. There's a small river that flows right by it. And I remember being a hot day, and I was simply eating lunch out in broad daylight, about noonish. And at that time, I thought I was just thirsty and seeing things. But I recall seeing some shrubs and grass moving around in this. It's a little maybe 2.5 feet to 3 foot tall, massive frog / toad.
Yes.
Pops out for about 2 seconds, then proceeds to go back to where it came from. I didn't think much of it at the time, but a day or so ago, I'm browsing YouTube and I see this video, and it's a link to describing the Loveland Frogman. And about 12 to 13 minutes in, it starts to show the North American Loveland, Ohio Frogman. And I go, huh. And I listen more closely. I go, hmm? And it proceeds to describe almost the exact same thing I saw 2 or 3 years ago. I no longer thought I was half crazy. And I want answers. I know what I saw. And I'm asking for anybody who possibly has seen something similar. Comment. I'd love to piece things together. Also, what I saw was... a little bit smaller than been recorded, but maybe it's a little one. That's the end of the story.
I don't fucking believe them. I'm not going to believe anybody that forgets to drink water. There's no reason. Like, there's fasting, right? Like, you only drink, like, smoothies. You're on that Tom Brady. You know, you're drinking water, whatever. Nobody fasts from water. Like, it's noon. It's daytime. How long did they not drink for dehydration to affect their vision and, like, no.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. I like this story.
No, it's a fun story. I have to shut that shit down.
So
we're credible here.
Those are our personal encounters. Before we get on to the discussion, I do want to say, I do want to thank our patrons. But before that, go ahead, Parker.
Michaela says she wants two versions: one that's more casual and one that's more intense.
All right, 12 and under, and then PG-13 and above. All right.
Lacey Tate adds to that. Oh yes, horror version Pokemon Go.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. All right, so let's thank our patrons. I've actually got three today, but
I wrote the name out for one. You,
this one?
Yeah, you had their tag down.
Okay.
I mean, good luck.
I don't know how to say that.
I think it's Guadalupe.
Oh, I think you got it. All right. So first one thing, thank you for all our patrons on Patreon. We really appreciate it, and these new patrons especially, Joanna, Guadalupe, and Christina. Thank you so much thank you so much for signing up and listening to our extra content. It's a lot of fun.
It is it's a lot of time, but it's so much fun, and we really wanted to create something where we could do a lot more content that we enjoy, but also stuff that wouldn't really work for this form, like more game segments, quizzes, things like that. So we've only been doing it for about 6 months, and to see a good handful of people actually interested in that extra content is awesome, and it pushes us to want to keep doing it, which we would have wanted. We want to do it anyway, but it's nice to see that it's actually resonating with people. So seriously, thank you all of our patrons out there for supporting the podcast. It helps us be able to do things like this, like get a hotel room in Loveland, Ohio, and travel. But also on that, and you know, quizzes, director's cut, we do all the time. The exclusive shirt, I'm not wearing it right now. Normally I am. But I also want to take this moment to thank everybody who's watching the live stream, everybody who jumped in the live stream. Maybe you had to leave. You probably had like real plans, but you know, if you popped in for a second, maybe your thumb accidentally hit it and you decided to stay for like 30 seconds. Thank you.
Park, you want to add something?
I'm not thanking you yet. We'll thank you guys at the end. No. I'm just saying thank you.
Aaron says that there's according to Google, there's an app called Night Terrors that is like a horror version of that similar to Pokemon Go.
I'll get out of town. That's crazy.
I've always wanted, and it probably exists. I've always wanted like a virtual reality thing, maybe like just sunglasses or something like that, where like it takes in your real atmosphere. So we would still be in this pavilion. That house would be over there. That person coming outside would still be over there. But then it would just like place things in your surroundings, and you have like a fake gun, and it's like, you know, like if you're in a zombie world, and so like the surroundings are the same, but it would be really cool if the game knew what physical landscapes, like they can't just walk through walls. Like the game doesn't know a wall's there, but if it did, that'd be really cool, because then a zombie could like come around a corner. But I wouldn't probably be able to play it. I played Resident Evil 7 with a Oculus on for like 45 seconds, and I'm like, this is terrifying.
I couldn't play Skyrim. All right.
The dragons.
So, let's move on to the discussion. Bow, 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 bow. He does that every time. I edit out every time.
Every time.
All right. So, I've got two questions that kind of bleed together.
Okay.
Do you think the Frogman is a flesh and blood creature or a fey? Or if the Frogman is an alien or a cryptid?
I definitely am leaning between alien and cryptid if it's real. I think there's an argument for both, and I don't think one massively okay, you guys, comment cryptid or alien, and know both. If you say both, you're automatically kicked out. We don't have the technological abilities to do that, but emotionally, you're kicked out.
Yeah.
So, alien or cryptid, you guys just put your comments in there.
Yeah.
If you let me read a couple while you guys are waiting for them to vote.
Sure.
We did have somebody that rated it skeptical.
Yes.
Earlier on, that was, let me find him, KingWolf669.
Oh, hey.
Tajinbo wanted to let you guys know you guys get me through the long days of work. Oh. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
PamH94 says, wish I could help you all more.
No.
Kelpie7 says, thank you guys. Thank you for all the work you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
No, we really do appreciate you guys. Like, I know we joke all the time about like everything. But I think you guys, maybe you wouldn't be surprised. I think you guys would be surprised if you saw some of the messages. Like, it seriously is like everyday mind blown about like the support. And we really do like screenshot DMs on Instagram. We DM each other, well, we don't DM. We message each other screenshots of, like,
we DM text
reviews and everything. I guess what I'm trying to say is work every day, our minds blown. I've said this before. We've had so many creative projects
fail.
Fizzle
out.
We will never take one person listening to us for granted.
Yeah.
Ever. And so the support we get, like, it just every day, it's just like, I can't believe it. It really pushes us, and we do appreciate it. So seriously, thank you everybody for watching and hanging with us.
All right, anybody got any votes over there? Go ahead, Parker.
Well, not votes. But
comment.
Comments. Michaela says, "Real plans. These are my plans."
Oh.
Aaron agrees.
Mine too.
Aaron asks, "Are aliens? Aliens are all the cryptids?"
That's a theory.
Yeah, that is a theory.
It's
Good question. I don't know. I think Bigfoot's an alien.
I mean, to think, like, I would probably say no, because if you think about, like, I feel like if you think
Flatwoods.
If you think all cryptids are aliens, I think you would start wanting to look at some animals and thinking whether or not they're aliens.
Yeah.
Like, f***ing anteater. Is that an alien?
Or a porcupine.
Porcupine. Or,
We can just name aliens. Let's just
No, listen. On. The name cockroaches. I mean, you can't kill them. Cats are probably aliens because they're not
anglerfish.
Cats and dogs are not from Earth because they're too good.
Steph, what do you think? You got any votes?
Yes, I have votes. One of you guys should be on the side of cryptid, and one of you guys should be on the side of
aliens.
I'm cryptid.
I'm not on.
I'm cryptid. Right. So you have to be an alien.
So Positively Glow says cryptid, Lacey K. Bay, cryptid, Healthy Seven, alien. Past
the mission
says, I
want to
say both. Why can't it be both?
You're
yeah,
out.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
Goodbye.
T-Right 525 said, alien if I had to pick. Punky HMK, cryptid. Hidden in the Shadows podcast, alien.
Oh. Yeah.
He probably actually knows, so I think I just lost.
Campfire Tales podcast, I lean towards ultra terrestrial. That magic wand does it for me.
All right, cool. I think that's mine.
King Wolf 669, cryptid, and I think we have one more. Past the mission, alien frog, which then is technically a cryptid.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. That's gonna be great for everyone.
If it makes you guys feel better, I think it's a nothing. I think it's a story. I think it's on the Reddit.
I think they're spirits.
You think everything's spirits?
No,
bruh.
I don't.
Spirits, bruh.
I'm like Pocahontas.
Can you sing with the wind and the willow tree?
Right now, I can't. But I had more questions on here.
Oh, well, I never really answered that one.
No,
I think you can make an argument for either. I don't think anybody can definitively be like, it is 100% not a cryptid or it's 100% not an alien. I think it has characteristics of both.
Yeah.
Here's my biggest problem is the context is only as strong as the personal encounters. And it's not the frogman's fault. He's probably going out of his way so that there's no good personal encounter. I'm just saying, the businessmen seem unreliable. The cop is the most believable, and you literally have one of them saying it's not true, and the Reddit story's bullshit. Pokemon Go one is interesting. The police one, just because they actually saw like an after effect, like they saw the clawed guardrail or whatever, yeah. And they saw something was on the road. So I think they saw something, but he said it was an iguana, and the other one said it was a hoax.
So Michaela says she's tried Resident Evil 7, not for her.
Try 8. Resident Evil 8 is hands down the best game I've played in probably 7 years.
And Aaron agreed with Charlie, probably.
No, I think it's a Faye. So listen, here's why. Here's why, okay.
Nobody votes Faye.
It's been around for hundreds of years.
The 50s was like 7 years ago.
But 1696. It's been in this area next to the Ohio River, in the Little Miami River, where there's a powerful connection already, possibly making Ohio even weirder. I think it makes sense that this is almost like a portal area for something strange to slip out.
Listen, it's a little weird because the Bengals are doing very good this year. Parker's a Bengals fan. I'm not opposed to believing that a frog-like entity exists I just haven't been given enough evidence. I think that, like I said, the cop one, there's some weight to that. The Pokemon Go one, there's some weight. The businessman, the fact that there's three variations is entirely urban legend to me. And the Reddit story just feels
I think all in over every the place. Story there's a nugget of truth. I think the
I bet there the were businessmen driving
in the encounters. They're so consistent that it's hard to negate them all. I do.
I can show you negating them all.
No, I think they're so consistent, it's hard to negate them all because of the consistency. And that some of them will not let it go. Like the guy Shockey, he still to this day believes it's not an iguana. He thinks it's the frogman. Yes.
2Y525 says, so you would say it's debatable? And also wants to point out that I think Charlie is making a stretch on Ohio.
I guess.
And Pass the Mission wants to know, are fey cryptid or aliens?
Fey are spirits.
They're Loch Ness monsters.
So it's more like akin to like nature spirits. That's what I mean by that.
Everybody in the comments, feel free to throw your rating up between believable, viable, skeptical, and unbelievable.
You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stick with my gut. I'm going to say again, I'm not opposed to the idea that this thing either exists or could have existed. There's a lot of strange stuff out there. Maybe it's not a frog that kind of wore clothes with kind of a wand. Maybe it's just something that was mistaken. So I'm not going to go unbelievable as unseriously as I've taken this episode, but in good conscience, I cannot give this more than a skeptical.
Makes me want to flip a table.
Please not this table.
I give it a
believable. There's like $1,200 worth of shit on this table.
I go with believable.
I would want to watch you flip that table. You go believable. Let me ask you this then. If we had all night and we walked all the way around these premises, do you think there's a good chance we would find it? I'm not saying because you said it's believable. Those are two separate things. I'm not saying that.
Feels like they're connected.
No, listen. Let me rephrase. I'm not saying that in like 6 hours you should think that we would find it. Because even if it was real, that doesn't mean we would. I'm just saying, since you're going believable, part of you has to think that there is a chance that we legitimately could run into it here tonight.
I do. I think we could.
But how does it stay so hidden in such... Like, this isn't like... I guess I haven't been around here too much, but it's not like... Parker, how rural is where we're at?
Not very rural.
How's it hiding?
If it stays near the water, near that river.
You don't think people fish in that river?
I don't know, man.
No,
if it's a fae, maybe it disappears.
That... There's your argument.
Yeah.
If you believe it to be fae, he's like, damn right it is.
Yes, thank you.
Comments are not on your side.
They never are. They never are, really. But that's fine.
So here's what we'll do. We'll end the episode here in a minute, and we'll stick on for maybe like 10 more minutes so we can talk, ask, do some questions.
Yeah,
and then we'll hop off. So let's finish this, and then we'll get to you guys for a little bit, and then you can go to bed. I don't know. Here, I'll let you do your...
Yeah. So that was our episode on the Love and Frogman. Perhaps I wish more people would have fallen toward what I believe, but that's okay because I still believe it, and that's all right.
You could be like the Santa Claus. You could be only thing keeping the Frogman around.
Oh.
Like he's on
I believe
he's on like he got an IV and shit like the Redditor who's f-ing dehydrated. He's like got an IV in that little like beeping machine behind him, and you are the only thing keeping that heart bumping.
Like Tinkerbell clap if you believe.
Yes, I have true belief in
the
him.
Minute that Charlie's like, he's probably not real. That dude is croaking and not flat the way line. That he should be croaking.
I believe in him.
This is probably going to be a very tedious episode to listen to on Tuesday.
Yes.
So just stick with us.
Thank you for listening.
It's crazy because I feel like, you know what? Never mind. So we always pass episodes so quickly. I feel like this is still Bunny Man time. Like, I feel like Bunny Man should still get its shine for a few days, but I also mentally feel so far past Bunny Man.
As soon as I finish editing, it's gone in my head.
If you like the, I'm kind of talking to you guys. If you like the podcast and you want to support and get some bonus content, make sure to check out Patreon and look at our tiers. There's a lot of fun extra stuff. And if you ever want to,
and if you want to help us in the moment, please feel free to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
The 10% of you that listen, that's legitimate.
Yes.
10% of you listen on Apple. Everybody else is on Spotify. And there's like four of you on Stitcher.
Yes.
But if you do listen on Apple and you want, you like the podcast, feel free to leave it a 5-star.
Say really, something nice in the screenshot.
I love the one we got recently because I recognize a name. It's somebody who's been listening for a long time. Sorry about the ads. I thought the Liquid Death one was kind of fun, though. We got full credit now. Okay, but anyway, and also we have cool merch. If you want to go to our website, check out some cool shirts and designs. Our designer, Eddie, is awesome, and we stand by every shirt design we have. We think they're fun, and they're super soft shirts, really soft. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
Podcast, as bizarre as you are.